Welcome to the JD Show. Now, there's one skill that from the last 30 years of my property journey and my business journey, one skill that literally most people don't learn enough depth of it, and that's when they mostly suffer, which is your persuasion skills. And I'm going to talk about selling without selling. That means you're actually selling, but people don't feel that you're actually selling. They want to buy your stuff. They want to buy what you have to sell in the first place. And like I said, that's a skill that most people either don't learn, and even when they do learn, they don't learn enough depth of it to be able to get to a point where they're able to get yeses irrespective of the kind of business you're in. You know, if let's say you're in property business, and or if let's say you're in mergers, acquisitions, and you're, you know, scaling your business from the equity perspective as well, unless you really learn to get a yes from a landlord, someone who's selling a deal, unless you learn to get a yes from someone who's got money, an investor, unless you learn to get a yes from, you know, a mentor who's going to mentor you, unless you learn to get a yes from, let's say someone is selling a business and you're able to negotiate that deal at a certain, you know, price tag that you would want it at, or maybe like an option agreement that you want agreed at for literally no money. What you need is persuasion skills, you know, and that's, like I said, something most people absolutely get wrong. And there's a couple of things that I want to share in this video that will massively help you, like just will just change your business and your, you know, entrepreneurial journey absolutely forever. And one of them is really, like, literally understanding the GROW model, which is GROW stands for G is goals, R for reality, O for opportunities, and W for will. Now, when you are trying to sell, it's not about your product. It's absolutely not. It's about the person that you're speaking with and what is it that they want from this context, from this deal, from this transaction. What is it that they want? And that's where the R comes in, the reality. That's their reality. And then G stands for goals. What is it that their goal is, right? For example, if they're an investor, where they are at in their journey, that's their reality. They have the money. What's the goal with that money? What is it that they want to achieve? Certain ROI, maybe some sort of satisfaction, maybe just a timeline. Maybe they would just want to get their equity to grow. Maybe they're investing in your business and they want their equity side to grow. Maybe they're trying to save some taxes and want to take that money invested into your business, allows them to save that those taxes. Irrespective of what it is, you need to ask questions based on understanding their reality, based on their goals, and based on, then O stands for opportunities. That means, what opportunity do you bring on the table? You ask questions based on that. Every single time that I have got a yes, and I have got to have been very, very lucky practicing persuasion skills for so long that I'm able to get quite a lot more yeses now. I've got to a point where if I speak with about 10 people, I get about 2 or 3 yeses, which is still fairly good. But I'd like to get to a point where I'm able to get about 5 yeses from a 10. So I still keep practicing, you know, even though I've been practicing this for the past 30 years, I still keep practicing more and more on how I can get more yeses selling without selling. But the only reason I've been able to get those yeses is not by telling people, but by asking people. But by asking people, I repeat that, I insist on that. Because if you ask the right questions and you understand their perspective on what is it that they want, and then being able to meet what they want, is when you will get a yes. It's not about talking about yourself or your product or your service. It's about talking about them, finding out what is it that they want. And then W stands for will, which is your closing question. You know, I come across a lot of people who do sales and they struggle to ask that closing question. Would you like to go ahead? Would you like to invest? Would you like to buy this deal? Would you like to provide us this service? When would you like to provide us this service? You know, how long do you need that service for? What would you like to see this service help you provide? Like, what are your expectations? You know, these are the questions, closing questions, which you need to ask. And that's W stands for will. Practicing GROW model is a lifetime process. You got to do it every day. I mean, I pitch every day and I'm always, always optimizing my pitch irrespective of what I'm pitching for. And the only way, like I said, I feel selling without selling works is when you're able to provide so much value. It's almost like you provide so much value, you keep giving, 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 till the person in front of you gets to a point, says, you know what, I'd like to buy from you, without you having to sometimes even ask. So you bring so much value on the table that they come and ask you that I'd like to buy. If you bring that kind of value and then you use the grow model within that, selling becomes so much more easier, like literally gets so much more easier. But you really need to practice the grow model, questions based on grow model, and at the same time, like I said, bringing so much value that the person looks at you and says, you know what, I'm just going to buy. I'm just going to give you the money so you can go and invest in a deal. They trust you so much. I'm going to give you this deal. I'm going to, you know, give you this price. If you're negotiating, you really need to bring that kind of value and be creative with, you know, getting deals over the line, you know, option agreements, you know, JVs, or, you know, creative ways to, you know, for a transaction to really happen. You know, I always say, you know, when you are dealing with a person, you don't do a transaction. It's more about opening a relationship. When you open a relationship, you not just do one deal, you do deals for the rest of your life with that person, because you create kind of a win-win situation for both. Cliche word, a lot more used, but really that is the truth. That's the truth. Because if you create a win-win situation, that's when you really, really open a relationship, and that's when you actually build a scalable business in the first place. So yeah, I just wanted to come and share that. Like I said, your aim is to go and practice grow model behind the scene. Either you're doing it in front of someone pitching someone, or you're doing it in front of a camera, or you're doing it in front of a mirror and you're watching yourself, or maybe you have someone in your family that's giving you feedback. But that's something you really need to practice. And if you want to learn more about selling without selling, do get in touch with us. We'll be able to help you give more trainings, more mentoring, more consulting, you know, guidance and advice, accountability. That's something we will be able to help you with. Like I said, I come across, if I was to give you an average, 90% of the people who actually don't succeed in business, either it's property business and or in other businesses, is purely because they just haven't practiced their sales skills, their persuasion skills. And that's something, if you learn, and that's a skill, I call it the high income skill. If you learn that skill, you're never gonna fail. You're just never gonna fail, because you know that you can sell. And that's selling without selling. If you haven't subscribed to our channel, please make sure you subscribe. We are going to share some amazing experiences. You know, the journey that we are going through, growing our portfolio, growing our businesses, we'll be able to share that with you, and that you'll be able to see how that applies to you. So make sure you subscribe and share with your family and friends. Have an absolutely amazing day.